This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, March 12th. We had some very interesting price action yesterday in wheat in particular. All the grains, most of the grains, I should say, were higher. Kansas City wheat up 10, Minneapolis up 7. Chicago was up 9.5 with the second key reversal up in a row. So two outside days higher in a row after putting in a new contract low. Pretty impressive price action. For corn, we were up 2 on the day. Soybeans were down 5. So with wheat, the irony was that we had yet another cancellation from China of 264,000 tons of soft red winter wheat. So that brings the total from Friday and Monday up to 504,000 tons that they have canceled, which is almost half of the total sales that they bought in late November, early December. Now, the trade is kind of bracing for another two or three cargoes to be canceled, and yet the market pushes higher. I think some of the support is coming from Russia having more success bombing Ukraine export facilities out of Odessa. That's going to start having a major toll on their export capacity. We're also seeing that Turkey was offering some wheat for export, and they rejected all bids because they were too low. So we are starting to see some pushback from these lower prices, but it doesn't change the fact that Russia's dumping wheat on the market. The Europeans are struggling to compete. Ukraine, too, is undercutting prices. So world prices took another big hit last week. You know, they're kind of spiraling downward. I think that they're expecting that this is probably the culmination of those fire sales. And it very well could be. We're headed into the growing season. A lot more attention is going to be focused on what crop conditions are, what the moisture conditions are in the forecast, which we did get. Yesterday, we had some crop condition updates from the Southern Plains. For Texas, 26% poor to very poor. That was up 2 on the week. Good to excellent was up 1 at 44%. We got 10% headed out in Texas, which is up 1 from last week. Corn plantings are at 20%, which is up 6 from last week. In Oklahoma, wheat conditions, poor to very poor at 7%, was down 1 from last week. Good to excellent at 65% is unchanged. They are 7% in the joint, which is down about 2 points from a year ago. In Kansas, they were unchanged, poor to very poor at 13% and good to excellent at 53%. So all of these numbers are way above where we were a year ago. So we're headed into a growing season in much better shape, crop condition-wise, moisture-wise as well. We're in much better shape for topsoil and subsoil. Now, it's been fairly dry. Temperatures have been above normal. That's going to push that crop along, you know, and if we get a late freeze, that becomes a bigger problem. But until we see some kind of threat, I don't see this crop rolling backward at all. In Ukraine, the grain union there is reporting that they expect total grain and oilseed production to be down about 7 million tons from last year at around 76 million tons. That's not a big surprise. A lot of their farmers are being conscripted, number one, but they're having trouble paying for fuel. It's just going to be a drop in acreage, basically. Sophie Kahn is reporting that Russian wheat exports last week were 1.03 million tons. That's up 120,000 over what they exported the previous week. Stats Canada came out with their plantings intentions yesterday. They had all wheat at 27.05 million acres. That was up 350,000 over the estimate and up 20,000 over a year ago. Most of that coming from Durham at 6.3 million acres was up 240,000 over the estimate and up 300,000 over last year. Spring wheat at 19.2 million acres was up 100,000 over the estimate, down 240 from a year ago. Canola plantings at 21.4 million acres, down 200,000 from the estimate and down 700,000 from a year ago. This morning, Brazil's CONAB put out their production estimates. For all corn, 112.8 million tons. That was up 1 million over their estimate from last month, but it's still down 11.5 million from USDA's 124 million that they reported just on Friday. The Safrina corn, the second season corn at 87.3 million tons was down 600,000 from their estimate last month. Soybean production at 147 million tons, that was down 2.6 million from last month's estimate, and it's still down 8 million from USDA's 155 million. Wheat production at 9.6 million tons, down a half million from last month. USDA has them at 8.1, so they're 1.5 million over what USDA's projection is. So moving forward, we are on an updraft here. Wheat is clearly showing us something. I think there's a lot of spread activity going on, trying to sell beans, buy wheat, but two key reversals in a row after, you know, China cancels 500,000 tons, you got to take a hard look at that and think that wheat probably is done going down. And I think you can take some stabs at the long side. You know, the upside is probably fairly limited. You could get a pretty decent updraft just on short covering. But the crop looks good so far here. You still have a lot of carryover from the Black Sea. USDA lowered our export projections. So it's not like we've just flipped a switch and turned into a bull market. But seasonally, you would be looking for a low somewhere in here. If the market can't react more to this negative news out of China, then I think we need to take a hard look at this. Russia's having success against Ukraine. That is going to make a big dent in world exports and production, for that matter. So it's a hard truth, but I think that is starting to offer some support to the wheat space. And again, moving into the growing season, market's going to be reluctant to really lean to the downside here when you're just getting the growing season started. Yeah, conditions look good. Moisture is okay at this point, but it is still fairly dry. The drought monitor still shows drought conditions in some of the plains and into the western Midwest. So I think the market's just going to be a little more respectful of potential weather issues, at least in the early part of the growing season. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.